I know it's been several days now, but I'm feeling better, I promise. Yeah, you can let me go home. I'll be fine. Well, I can't just stay here forever and take up space, can I? I know that you live alone, but that doesn't mean I can just freeload off of you. Fine, but you'll have to let me make it up to you some other time. Is that more soup? I don't know if I can have any more soup. It's been soup for the past 4 days now. I'm just kidding. The soup you make is amazing. I really have to thank you for these past few days. You've done so much for me, and I usually just lie in bed until it goes away. Yeah, but I do feel a lot better now that I'm here. You being here has made it a lot easier. Though, I think me being sick is still pretty bad. I know I'm as pale as a sheet. Hey, I'm not always pale. What are you talking about? Okay, fine. I'm paler than usual. I feel totally fine on most days, despite how pale you think I look. No. No one to take care of me at home. I've been living alone for a little while now. Yeah, you know, it's not so bad. I like the peace and quiet. And it's a pretty nice place, you know? When my parents passed, I inherited quite a bit. Yeah. I'd love for you to come over sometime. It's just that, you know, it's a bit of a strange place, and I don't know if... Oh, you're right. I should get my suit. Hey, wait. I just realized. Am I in your bed? Is this your room? Wow, you are bold. Is this how you get all the girls into your bed? By taking good care of them and making them soup? Aw, oh, you're blushing. I was just joking. I really appreciate you taking care of me. You know, I wouldn't know how to do half of this stuff myself. You know, like the cooking, the ginger tea, everything else. I usually just sleep until it goes away. But it's been pretty bad this time. It would have been really rough on my own. Yeah, I'm glad that I let you take care of me for once. Yeah, thank you. The soup's really good, as usual. How much longer do you plan to keep me here? I have things to do, you know? Like what? Well, you know, I garden sometimes, and... Okay, fine. I don't have anything important, but you do. Nothing's more important than me. So cheesy. Wait, no. Don't blush. It was really cute. I'm sorry. Hey, what's with the serious face all of a sudden? Something you wanted to ask? Sure, ask away. How do you know about that? My mouth was open before I woke up. I see. Okay, well, what did you see exactly? Teeth, yeah, and fangs. Oh boy. I've been debating on whether to tell you this for a long time now. You know, you've been such a good friend to me, and I thought you deserved to know, but I was too afraid to. To tell you the truth, it feels kind of good to know that, you know, and that you're still here, and I'm, well, dead again. Yeah, you guessed right. I'm a vampire, and I know a lot of things are said about us, but you know, most of them are true. Most of us, especially the ones that live with humans, are pretty well adapted to human ways. We aren't monsters, I promise. Well, most of us. Do you want me to leave? Oh, good. That's a relief. I'm glad you still trust me, even though I did tell you. I know, I should have told you. I really didn't want to keep it from you, but I was just afraid. So afraid. You're the only person who I've truly connected with. You're my best friend, and even more than that to me. You're the person who showed me that I didn't have to be like the vampires that humans fear. Sorry, I need to lie back down. Thank you. Well, I suppose you know why my body feels colder than usual now. You'd always say that you liked it when I held your hands, but you know, your hands are always burning hot in comparison. And despite being a vampire, I really hate the cold. You know, you seem to be taking this really well. Finding out that your best friend is a vampire, you know, that has to be a shock, doesn't it? Wait, really? What? Since when? Pieced it together? What do you mean? The cuts from that hike, you noticed those? Huh. So you knew I was a vampire this whole time. This whole time, I was worried that I'd lose you if you found out. You know, I thought about how I wanted to tell you this because I always meant to tell you, but every way I thought of just ended in heartbreak. So I kept it all inside. This isn't how I imagined you'd find out, but I'm glad you did. It's a huge weight off my chest. Well, with that out of the way, why don't we get back to the usual schedule? How about you get under here and warm me up? Won't make me get better any faster, but I like your warmth. Why? Well, it'll make your vampire best friend feel better. Yes, I am playing into my vampire charms. That's gotta be some of the reason why you didn't kick me out. Maybe I'm secretly hypnotizing you and you don't even know it. Oh my god, okay, that's enough cheesy lines. Are you getting in? Come here. I'm glad that this doesn't change anything between us. That you're not scared to touch me now. You're so warm. Do you mind me stealing all of your body heat? You know, it feels so good to be warm, so tingly and. I'd almost forgot. Oh, I'm still sick. Yeah. Vampires usually don't get sick. You're right. I've learned over the years that we just need blood. Not a lot of it, but not having any for a long period of time is not comfortable. So, every now and then I feed on some animal, but I think it's making me sick. Yeah, this time it was a deer, or maybe an elk. No, I didn't drink that much, but even while drinking, it was uncomfortable. Yeah, I think animal blood makes vampires sick. Yeah, we're supposed to drink human blood. Because, you know, drinking human blood makes us closer to our vampire side. It puts us more in touch with our powers, I guess. My powers? Well, they aren't too special, and I don't really make much use of them. I don't have to eat, for example, but I like eating, so I guess that one isn't worth that much. I guess I can see in the dark. It's useful every now and again. You know, I've heard that powerful vampires don't need any blood, but to get that far, you have to feed on a lot of people. Yeah, I don't want to hurt anyone, but what else can I do? Can't just keep drinking animal blood. Some days I do feel like a monster. When I haven't had blood in a while, I start to crave it. Something like a drug, except if I went too long without it, I'd die. Well, I tell you how dangerous I can get, and you snuggle up next to me. You really don't know what's good for you, huh? Hey, what are you doing? You want me to feed on you? I can't. That could be really dangerous. What if I have a taste of human blood and I can't stop? I couldn't stand losing you. Hey, please stop. And besides, it's really intimate. I know you trust me, but what if I can't do it? What if... Hey. Oh, don't hug me. This isn't a good idea. Okay, fine. Why do you trust me so much? I'm not even human. Why? How can you let me in so easily? Yeah, you're right. Human blood might make me feel better, but... You keep saying that you trust me, but I'm not sure I trust myself. Oh my god, stop showing your neck. This is getting really hard to resist. Are you sure? It's the last chance. I'm sorry, I can't resist anymore. This is all your fault. Oh, don't encourage me. Oh my god. Are you okay? Oh no, please don't mind. Oh, thank goodness. I was worried I took way too much. It's good. It's really good. Don't laugh, but it tastes like some kind of nectar. It tastes like you.
There's a bit. Just I'm gonna. Oh, sorry. Was that weird?
It's just really good, and I don't want to waste any.
Are you in pain? I'm sorry. That might have hurt a lot. It's teeth into your neck and all. Really? Felt good. How? Oh well, I guess that is possible. I do have venom on my teeth, and that can help calm down the prey. Not that you're my prey, but that was really good. I don't even feel sick or dizzy anymore. I feel a little intoxicated, lightheaded from pleasure. It's like having something I always needed, but I didn't know I needed. I feel complete. Sorry, am I freaking you out? I think I see more vampire than human right now. I don't know how you can be so good to me. I just stole a ton of blood from your body. I know you're fine with it, but I'm not sure you should be. You feel alright? Not even a bit dizzy? Well, in that case... No, never mind. Listen, we've been together for a long time now. For human, anyways. And I think you probably know this by now. You're really good with these things, but I think I want to be more exclusive with you. I get really jealous when I see you with other girls. Sometimes I think that I just want to capture you and take you for myself, but I know if I did that, you'd hate me. I know it's not fair, but I don't want to take no for an answer. And God, your lips are so soft. Makes me want to bite them. And does this mean that you want what I want? Oh, I'm so happy. This is even better feeling than your blood. And trust me, that's a really high bar to reach. Speaking of which, if you're not feeling lightheaded, can I have some more? I'm just kidding. But there is something else that I want. Can you guess?